It's Earth Day, and during this stay-at-home order, I know you've been enjoying your walks outside. Maybe you live close to a park. Maybe you'd like to drive to a public park or a trail and maybe take a nice long walk. Joining us to tell us how to do that safely is Emily Ruswig. She's the Director of Communications at the organization called Openlands. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, thanks so much for being with us, especially perfect timing because today's Earth Day.
Of course. Happy Earth Day.
Yes.
And it's not only just Earth Day, it's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. So very exciting.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me. Yes. And wow, what an anniversary. What a celebration. And Earth Day looks totally different than what I'm sure all of us expected.
It does, but we're making do. I hope you got a chance to get outside a little bit today.
Mm-hmm, before the rain.
Great. That's good to hear.
So, Emily, tell me what Openlands is. First, just fill us in on the organization.
Yeah, so Openlands is an organization that got started in 1963, and we really connect people to nature where they live in the region. We focus on the northeastern Illinois region and the surrounding area, and our work is really about protecting natural and open spaces, so the parks and large preserves that you enjoy, as well as ensuring clean air and water, and protecting the natural habitats and wildlife that inhabit them. And, you know, last but not least, we want to connect people to that. That's really important to our mission, that we have equitable park space and that everybody, you know, has that natural experience near where they live.
So Openlands has been around since 1963 doing good work. What are some of the obstacles that you as an organization have been overcoming and facing throughout the years?
So Openlands has done a lot of great things for land, water, for park space and nature preserves all across the Chicago region. We were a leader in the trail movement, which started in Chicago. Probably one of our first key roles was making the Grand Illinois Trail and being a part of Old Plank Road Trail. So that's one of the ways you can get outside in the Chicago region is by taking one of those really fantastic trails that are in our region. We also started a program called the Chicago Tree Keepers, which is a really important program that helps our urban forest. You know, Chicago's tree canopy is pretty low these days. We've had some losses from different trees needing to be taken down due to disease in the past years. And Tree Keepers and a lot of the programs in our forestry department really help increase the urban canopy in the Chicago area, as well as educate people on the importance of trees in your neighborhood. We have lots of other community programs. We have educational programs like Birds in My Neighborhood, which goes into different schools and helps kids connect with nature where they live, which is really the most essential right now as we're all at home. And birds are a great way to easily make that connection right now.
Well, it does seem, though, as we're all adjusting to working from home and social distancing, the silver lining through this, I think, is just the greater appreciation we have for maybe being able to walk down a tree-lined street, being able to pop into your local park that's in the neighborhood, as long as it's not closed. So what are some of the recommendations you have for when we are enjoying natural areas and still maintaining social distancing guidelines?
Yeah, so, I mean, some of it you've probably heard before. Stay 6 feet away from you and another person while being outside. As I've gone and walked in my local park, I've seen a lot of great social distancing happening where, you know, some people are on the trail and some people go and walk in right in the middle of the park, which is really great. We recommend bringing hand sanitizer if you're going on a longer walk or there's potential for you to touch your hands or your face. And definitely wear a mask as you're going outside. Some things, if you're going to a nature preserve in the area, if it's crowded, don't go in. I mean, I know that hurts for right. us all, but we don't want to, you know, for that one moment where we get to go outside for a half an hour, then find out that these preserves are closed the next day because right. too many people were congregating.
Kind of like what happened on Chicago's lakefront, that gorgeous weekend.
Yes, it was so wonderful. And then, you know, we got it taken away, which was probably for the best, but it still hurts. So definitely, if you see lots of people not practicing social distancing at a preserve, you know, it hurts, but just leave that place. We also recommend that you follow some of the guidelines that are on parks and preserve websites. Our website, getoutsidemap.com, has links to all parks and preserves where you can find more information about what closures are there, as well as if there's staff on site. So if there's not staff on site, bring a trash bag with you so that if you have any trash on that you gather or you need to clean up after your dog, you can do that and don't have to put anything in the trash because they have less staff there right now.
Well, Emily, that has mm-hmm. been confusing, I think, for lots of folks, is just sort of knowing which park is open and which isn't, because is this a park run by the city, by the county, yeah. by the state? And, you know, you don't want to get out there. I know you're supposed to be staying in your neighborhood, but I mean, if you're just at a point where you just want to go enjoy nature and you're hoping that it's not too crowded that you can go and do that, go mm-hmm. to this website, you said, and be able to find out what's open and what's not.
Yeah, so OpenLands created a Get Outside map, which is a free tool for anyone to use. You just need to go to getoutsidemap.com, and it includes city parks in the Chicago area, county preserves, and federal lands like Madewan National Tallgrass Prairie or the Indiana Dunes National Park. And it's a pretty extensive list. It's 350 natural areas and spaces that you can go to. And it's got regular information for you, but it's also got links to the website so that you can learn more about what's open and what's not, and if they have any specific guidelines that they'd like you to follow.
One thing we've been hearing about, and I've been hearing about this for weeks, in fact, we talked about it on the show, a lot of complaints from pedestrians about runners. And of course, we get it, runners are trying to get their yeah. exercise in, but it seems sort of as they're whizzing by, you're not prepared for how quickly they're coming up behind you. If you're a pedestrian, if you're a runner, maybe they're not thinking, you know, quickly enough to tell you, give you a heads up. And then that sort of 6 foot distance is being broken.
Yeah, you know, I like to run in the mornings. It's a lot less busy in the neighborhood at that time. So, you know, I know it's hard to get up at that 6:30 time period, but it definitely is a great way to start your day, and there's a lot less people outside, so I wholly recommend that. I also think, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. So as you're coming up near people, and if they don't see you and you're running towards them, it's great to just wish them a good morning and let them know that you're coming up close to them so they can potentially move out of the way. And again, if you're running in an open space or a park, it might be nice to just run in the park space rather than on the trail, just to try and, again, get away 6 feet from people. And also, you know, it's not going to kill you to slow down if you need to ensure that, you know, you're adequately giving people social distance.
Well, I do always love seeing runners running in place at stoplights because they want to keep their heart rate up and, you know, keep all the, I don't know, good exercise juices, mojo flowing. Do you run with a mask on? Do you recommend that? And I was also thinking about a cyclist as well, because a lot of trails and preserves, you can ride your bicycle.
Yes, you still can ride your bicycle on some trails. And yeah, I do wear my mask for as long as I can. I mean, obviously, sometimes if you're really getting that sweat in, you might need to take it off sometimes. But especially, you know, if you're going outdoors in a neighborhood where you might run into more people, I think it's only fair to wear that. But again, if you're going outside in the morning, and there's less people around and you're keeping adequate social distance, you know, do what feels right, but just be safe.
And you might have mentioned this, Emily, but are most facilities running at full capacity if they are open? I mean, I don't know, are there, you know, the facilities, and are there folks that are working the actual preserves?
There are some staff still working at preserves. So, for example, for the Cook County preserves, I know they do still have some police there that are monitoring the preserves, as well as some skeletal staff. But there are, like, the Illinois state parks are in fact closed. So just make sure to check the park website or the nature area website to get full details. I have seen that most of their sites have been really, really great at keeping the public informed and letting you know if parking lots are closed versus the entire preserve, or other things that you should be wary of as you make plans to go outside.
What do you see in the future? I mean, if you can look in your crystal ball and foresee the day that will be coming, hopefully sooner rather than later, where the stay-at-home mandate is lifted, do you see maybe sort of a headcount situation in some of these public trails and preserves and parks? So that way, you know, it's a little bit more safe? Or what do you, how do you see this being sort of maintained, and what the guidelines will be for the future?
You know, I'm not sure, and I don't necessarily want to say. I think we're going to try and keep the preserves and the spaces open as long as possible. I mean, we know in the conservation community better than anyone the benefits of being outside. It boosts your energy. It is easier to exercise outside, not to mention the mental health benefits of it just helps you de-stress. There have been studies about, you know, having 10 more trees in a city block versus another increases your health by, like, you know, tenfold.
Really? Wow.
So the benefits are immense, and we want to keep the preserves open as long as possible. So I do know that groups are talking about that and how we can keep them open as long as possible.
Well, it's definitely a wonderful refuge. It's a wonderful place to go and clear your head and be in open space right now, which is a wonderful thing, especially when you're cooped up in a city apartment or condo. So thanks so much for being with us, Emily. Really appreciate it. And your organization's website, it's openlands.org. And you said also there's a the Get Outside map is also on the website, too.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. Emily Ruswick, Director of Communications at Openlands.
Thank you for having me.